Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your decision to have this hearing will prove valuable to this committee and our armed forces. The importance of the hearing cannot be overstated. Looking back on our experiences with an intention of improving on how we implement our national security efforts is necessary and wise. I am confident this hearing will be thorough in its review of how the United States and its allies developed strategy and conducted operations in Kosovo. However, I am concerned that we will not thoroughly explore our policies which involved our forces in Kosovo. Examining the value of policies which drive the use of our military in today's complicated world is difficult. The answers are elusive. Answering questions about the goals and purposes of our policies is equally and perhaps more critical than our operational efficiency. The United States has sizable combat forces in the Balkans. However, I am concerned that our policymakers still cannot answer a basic question, such as, what is Kosovo? Is Kosovo still a province of Serbia? Is it a soon-to-be independent nation, or will it forever remain a UN protectorate? These are critical questions when decisions are made to deploy U.S. forces. The prospects for Kosovo do not look very bright. On a recent trip to the area, the acknowledged leading U.S. diplomat on the Balkans, Ambassador Richard Holbrooke, said, and I quote, "Are we seeing the flowering of early democracy in Kosovo or chaos?" End quote. This is a troubling comment, since few of the leaders on all sides have demonstrated much interest in participating in democratic institutions. Kosovo does not stand alone on the question of how misguided policies are affecting our forces. Nation-building efforts in Haiti, Somalia, and Bosnia have proven at best questionable. We need to review and extract the relevant lessons from other recent multinational attempts at nation-building. We are now withdrawing American troops from Haiti, ending a five-year occupation with nothing to show. The majority of our soldiers found themselves guarding other soldiers carrying out humanitarian tasks. Mr. Chairman, today I hope we find ways to become more effective in the conduct of employing our armed forces. I urge the committee not to forget that we should also concentrate on asking why and to what ends our forces are deployed. I thank you. Now, Mr. Chairman, I've got to go to the Judiciary Committee, and I ask that some questions that I have for Secretary Cohen and General Shelton be answered for the record.